I have two questions. The first one is a longer sales cycle. What is the outlook of this situation? I understand that it's a little bit slow right now, but you are engaging in discussions with clients, customers. So is the situation improving or not?
I can cover that one, Mahendra. So a couple of different things maybe to add on the sales cycle. The one thing is that we maintained our guidance for the year. And the reason why we did that was a couple of different things. One is the reason was a couple of different reasons. Number one is we're seeing our pipeline, our sales pipeline, to be larger than what we've normally seen. So it's about 20% larger than what we would normally run for a second half. So that's definitely giving us confidence. And then the other thing that I mentioned around the longer sales cycles, I also mentioned increased approvals being needed and some of the procurement process modifications that many companies have put in place in order to more tightly control their expenditure. The one thing we did there was we introduced in the second half some sales incentives, and the sales incentives are designed in the second half to close business earlier in the half. So we don't end up, we try to avoid the situation that we found ourselves in Q2, where deals were trying to close in the last week and we just didn't have all the signatures in place. So there's a couple of different things that we've done as we go into the second half that we feel give us the confidence to keep our guidance in place. We do see the economic backdrop just like everybody else, but we feel confident.
Thank you. Next question is about ARR. In 2025, 1.5 billion yen is the target, and currently it's a 722 million, according to my understanding. Is it correct? If this is the case, you need to grow quite fast every year. And maybe that is why you're talking about Vision One. And there are two sub-questions to this. Now, 23% growth rate. This is slower than before. And is this mostly affected by ARPU or net increase? What is the factor behind this? And secondly, Vision One and other initiatives, when will they start to accelerate the growth of ARR? What is the timing of this driving ARR?
So Kevin, maybe you can go ahead with this also.
Maybe I can start and others can jump in. So you're doing the math correctly. Our current published annual recurring revenue is $722 million. It grew at 23% year over year. And it would have been higher if we would have closed the deals that we closed in Q2. But directionally, the point we were chasing by putting visibility on our ARR is that we've got this core of our business, which is growing at a much faster rate than the rest. So that's really what we were trying to do. We do feel like we know what the plan looks like in order to get there. We will have to increase the overall growth rate. And in the chart that I showed, I actually laid out, you know, what we would have to do. And it really is going to be around Vision One, our attack surface risk management, our XDR unified platform. And we do feel that that will be able to allow us to accelerate our growth rate as we move into the next 10 quarters that we have in order to hit our 2025 target that we've laid out for ourselves.
I think that is the part that in Kevin's slide talking about the expansion part. We believe with Vision One, because there's a correlation between all the different products and when they work together, it's working much better. And that's why we believe after Vision One, even our on-prem product and SaaS product and appliances product will be becoming much easier to expand those business within the same customer base.
And one final point, just on it. I'm not sure if you picked up on it in my chart, but on that one chart where I did talk about the Vision One attachment, where I showed the 31% and laid out, you know, what it meant to be a highly engaged customer. A highly engaged customer actually adds $100,000, $98,000 to our overall ARR. That's a highly engaged customer. The difference between a highly engaged customer and a low engaged customer, where we have a lot of those, we do have a lot low engaged, which we will be working on and really focused on, it's 4x, it's four times. So we do feel like Eva said, laid out with our Vision One recent release, that we'll be in a much, much better spot to be able to improve our overall engagement score as we move forward. So that will drive our ARR up.
Thank you very much. That's all my questions.
Thank you very much. Now, we will unmute the next person. If you're unmuted, please identify your name and affiliation. My name is Segawa. May I ask the question? Yes, we can hear you. Please go ahead. Thank you. I have two questions. First, now with the first half over, in regard to the profits going down, could you give us some idea about this, about why this came about? And also, you mentioned about cost control, but do you have this situation because costs were more difficult to control, or in regard to the profit levels that you've achieved, is it despite the fact that you carried out cost controls that it went down to this level? Well, we look at the first half and the second half, and we disclose the numbers. And when we look at the profits, there is the pre-gap numbers difference. That's the biggest reason. And we had not been able to achieve the pre-gap goals. And that has been reflected in our profit levels. And as already explained, in net sales for the second half, we believe that improvement will take place. And as for cost control, it's not reducing costs, but rather there was the COVID situation last year that still continued. But this year, we're looking at focusing on productivity. So that we can be more productive. Does that answer your question? Thank you very much. Second point I'd like to ask about is in regard to net sales. In case of Europe and the United States, you've talked about longer sales cycle. And what about America and Europe? When you look at the situation of pre-gap, I believe that you can look at the growth that you can expect, but could you tell us about the details here? And also, you mentioned about slowing down of the economy, and Kevin mentioned about the slippage of the large deals. And if that explains the situation, that's fine. But as you move forward with Vision One, is this going to be a major driver for the future?
Kevin. So a couple of different questions in there, and I'll take the last one first. And the short answer is yes, Vision One, our attack surface risk management XDR unified cybersecurity platform, will be a major thrust for us in the second half and beyond. That is what we're really going to get. As Eva, I like the way Eva described it, where she talked about sort of the second phase that we're in now, where we're going to be much, much more focused in on that. And we feel like this new release of our unified platform is going to position us very, very well for that. Regarding the slowdown, there is no question that, you know, we are seeing companies, the reason why they're putting these additional process steps in place in order to control some expenditure is not because they don't believe that they need cybersecurity. Cybersecurity is very resilient in economic slowdowns, but people are still going to be questioning any and all procurements. And we are seeing more approvals being needed. In particular, where we saw that was in the Americas and in Europe, where we definitely had the majority of the deals push from Q2 to Q3. We saw that slowdown start to happen and more due diligence being needed on those procurements.
I'd like to also answer about the cost control. Actually, part of the cost increase is because of our business transform into more toward larger enterprise sales. Originally, if you acquire a new enterprise customer, of course, the acquisition cost is much higher than you try to acquire a smaller business, which is a very scalable business, right? So the acquisition of the enterprise customer are much higher, and the support, the SE, the support personnel, or those costs will be higher. The way to expand and to start to be profitable is this type of enterprise customer is you need to up the average top tier. Right? You need to generate more revenue from same customer. And that's why we have mentioned about Vision One and using Vision One to expand the business onto the same from the same customer. That's how we will be improving our business and our profitability.
Thank you very much.
What were the sizes of the deals that were shifted from the second quarter to the third quarter? Can you please talk about those deals?
We had in my in the video part of my recording, yes, I talked about I just zeroed in on six rather large transactions that moved from Q2 into Q3. The six transactions were over $1 million and one that was over $5 million. The largest in the Americas. So they were large transactions that would have had a big impact on our Q2 performance had they landed.
Thank you.
Maybe I'll just finish just because you brought it up. We did close four of the six that pushed in the month of July, just for your information.
Thank you very much.